have a preference for things inside, but we'll explain. There's a Shikur of Tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, one of his many shtiklach, and we'll try to learn it together. So let's first read. He starts with a Zohar. And it's a very famous Zohar. It's the Zohar before Tkiyas. Let's look at it inside a minute. I mean, you don't have it inside, but it says, B'chodesh Hashviyi b'echad l'chodesh. Reb Yitzchak Pasach. Tiku b'chodesh Sheifa b'keseim chageinu. Zakon in Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is fortunate. Dekut shebrichu korevlon l'gabei mikol umin akum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekar Klal Yisrael more than all the umas ha'olam. Be'isri b'ho. And he befriended them. And from a very faraway place, he was makar of them. It says in the pasuk, "By Yom Yeshua Kol Am Koyam Hashem Ke Yisrael Be'eva Nor Yoshav Asechem Me'Olam." So it says that Yeshua started when he started sort of rehashing the history of Kol Yisrael. He said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu." He said, "Koyam Hashem Ke Yisrael Be'eva Nor Yoshav Asechem Me'Olam." Your forefathers sat at the other side of the Nahar, la'achzor, to teach us, to show us, the home asar echik yisribuhu. In other words, the pasuk is saying, I took you from far away, uksiv ve'ekas avichem savro me'va'anor v'chulu. So the Zohar asks, v'chik kol yisro lo yhavi yodido? I mean, it's obvious. What's the rehashing of the obvious? It's v'kol yisro. That's the Zohar. And the Zohar goes on to say that Torah has Nigla Nister in it, and so on. So Rav Tzadik talks about this Zohar. Is a bizarre Kaddish on the Pasik that a Kaddish Baruch was a Koyin sold him a Sarachik or Korvlan Gabe? Hainu, Shahi Skashus Yisrael Bashem Yisbaruch, whom a mokam Gavoya Meoidnala, Mashulamailo Masogus at Fisa Zodam. So let's talk. This piece itself needs a Hezba. The Nefesh HaChaim says that when a person does Averis, so a person's Metzius is layers. I have my outermost sense of consciousness, more inner, etc., etc., etc. The Klal Gadol, he says, is whenever you do an Avera, you need to reconnect at a point higher. Let's give a physical muscle. If you cut a rope, you retie it at a point higher. You can't reattach exactly where you cut. You touch a point higher. So whenever a person is trying to do tshuva, the person touches a place above where his chet was, and that's how he reconnects. So lemaisa, that works well for most things. We're always able to find a point that's a little higher than where we are, and connect to that. But at some point, we reach a place where that's it. It's the end. That's the end of the rope, so to speak. So theoretically, there's a place in a person's nefesh where if the chet is deep enough, he's gone. And I would venture to say a little bit further, if you keep cutting the rope, at some point you will run out of rope. So it says over here, the Klal Yisrael is kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a place that is beyond human grasp. In other words, the musig of me'eva nor ve'ekach asavoseichem ve'eva asavoseichem ve'ekach oisam means that I reached the place of chibur and kesha is beyond the makom of the here and the now. So just like Lamashal, when somebody... If somebody has a problem with his behavior, you look for a deeper reason. At some point, you go back, let's say, like to childhood, where the person really, really doesn't even remember well. And in a certain sense, that's the hardest because it's beyond the person's reach. So the nekuda of chibur where Kadosh Baruch Hu is davar b'chayei Yisrael is evanor, before. Now, Avram Avinu started a process. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was his Davidet, Avraham Avinu started Klal Yisrael by crossing over, by Lech Lecha. Whatever happened before Lech Lecha, we don't know. But that Sivu of Lech Lecha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached out to us beyond and before that Nekuda, that's the Nekuda's Chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So this is a little bit, you know, he touches on the Yanam Sphira. A Bina is a place, in as when we think of a person's Kaima and what makes a person do things and where it's coming from and so on. So there's a conscious thought, and the place where we have the most interaction of reason is in the makom of what's the word for it? In Bina. In other words, Bina is a process of medame milsa la milsa, meaning I analyze, it's a logical application. This is for this reason, and this comes from this, and therefore this would apply here. The whole world of pilpul, taira, alumdis, whatever you want to call it, comes from that world of Bina. So that's the conscious part that we have a strong feel for it. Chachma is described by the Tanya as when a person gets a sudden spurt of inspiration, an idea, like the light bulb that flashes in your head. That's not a mokum that has tfisas adam. Like, I'm always tickled when you read a book, How to Be a Creative Thinker. It's a sirim in a bay. As soon as I say how to be, then we're not talking about a creative thinker. We're talking about a structured thinker. Where anything that is, there's a how-to, that's automatically becomes part of a process. So Bina is the chelek, it's the sphere, so to speak. It's the strata where Adam is in control, rationally, and Chachma is beyond that. The Nohar is called Bina because it's a flow. It can enlarge itself. It's where things flow in. The source of that flow, the beyond, where's the water coming from? What's the sheirish, the makar? That's the beyond. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's keshetas goes a step above the process of Bina, and it's a b'china of Eden. But Shom Magiyas Kashis Yisrael Mashesh Shishim Anavis HaKadoshim. And the ones that were mashish to us are the others, and the avod of each of the others, being that the others gave shroshim, since we see from here that the shirish, the viable shroshim of Kal Yisrael, have to be beyond Maga Adam, that's where the others put it. So that's an incredible point. In other words, shroshim were laid in a place that be'etzim we can't lay shroshim. How does that work? But the akoyach haze yuchal kol nefesh Yisrael iskarev laktusha. Gam im nesar chasasholim ma'isav shav leishia. So the purpose of it is we can always reconnect, because the most that we can be mekalkel is seichel. But something that has a sherish before seichel, I have where it been a zdabek that predates seichel, and so on. So the others are the ones that lay those roots. Those roots are nested in a place beyond Tfisas Adam. Now the question is, how does that work? How do you make a pu'ula in a place that a person can't make a pu'ula? So he says, V'hu k'ma sha'imrim, z'choy bris Avram v'kedes Yitzchak v'hashish v'sol Yaakov. Bris Avram, hu k'tushas Avram avin al ha'shalom, shehishush banu, shenikroim b'nei bris, umibetel l'shimcha him nimoylem. V'rak yisol nikroim b'nei bris, ma she'en kein ha'umois, v'dei k'tushas ha'bris shekibol Avram avin al ha'shalom, bo l'pchinas emuna. M'shneem ha'mozo z'vovoy ne'ema l'fanecha. So emuna is a sense of something that goes beyond the maga adam. I want to talk about this a minute or two, because it's an important issue. You know, people say that emuna is beyond seichel. So the question is, so then believe in anything, in anybody. You know, if you're telling me that seichel does not in any way decide emuna, so then it's hefka. Then there are a million of Adizaras out there. The answer is, Derech Mitzvah Sechet, some ascetic says this in the Mitzvah of Emunah, and the truth is, the Goyen says it as well. It's the same. It's let's give a mashal. Imagine I come along and say, I believe that there is one mahalach that unifies all the kochos in physics. So you could look at me and say, chalma tova razeis, chalma tova razeis, chalma tova razeis. I mean, okay, I mean, you could believe in the tooth fairy for the same price. Makes no difference. Imagine somebody who's been researching it. Imagine Einstein, who did. Researched, patched with it, lived it, it was aimed at certain things, and he believed in a unified theory that there's a way to express all kochos as variables of another koach. He never was able to prove it, never was able to actually give it a structure, but died believing it. That belief has validity because it's not just a fantasy out of no place. He used the seichel, and then there was a beyond the seichel. In other words, when a person explores something, then there's an intuitive leap to something beyond it. So if you ask him, is there anything that's machriach that it's be? The answer is no. But I strongly believe so. And it's the belief is not just because he had a dream one night or a fantasy. It's because seichel, and then the seichel can have a sense beyond it. It's like when a person, it's like when a very good detective is looking around, he doesn't have the evidence. So he doesn't know for sure that so-and-so did it, but based on everything, he feels it leads to so-and-so. And even if he can never prove it, he still has that sense. Emunah is the sense of emes that we have when we use seichel and get past it. Avraham Avinu, Chazal give us a whole mahalach of seichel that he used, and yet the emunah goes beyond seichel. Once I have emunah, it's just like trusting a person doesn't mean, if I have a cashier that I trust, doesn't mean that I have movie cameras trained on him every minute, and if I trust him, I know he's not taking any money. That's not trusting, that's knowing. If I just pick a guy off a street and make him my cashier, then I'm not trusting him, I'm a shaiter. But if I have somebody I built up a relationship with and every interaction was toiv and everything about the person is good, when I let him sit at the cash register without a movie camera, I say because I trust. It's not something that I have a raya for, but it's something that goes beyond it. So Avram Avinu's Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was from the visible to the invisible. He said, Hoyel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, I trust him even when I had to pay money for Sarah, and even when he told me to be Makriv Yitzchak, b'chulu, 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 Avraham Avinu brought Emunah into the world. And Emunah is the first pillar that goes beyond Seichel, and there's a Kesha there beyond Seichel. V'koyach hazeh nishas b'zeh sholiyis meim aminim. Moshe omur chazal bo chavakuk v'mila achas, Moshe metzag nosa yichyeh. V'hainu, sh'adeh emunah shnishas b'nafshas Yisrael, yuchal lahachis nafshem nishachas, gam esachim ha'kdusha. And you find a lot of times, you know, people who had been from, and then they dropped it, and they have 1,001 kashes, and this and that. And, you know, there's a fair percentage that comes back some point. The coming back is never because the questions were answered or the debate was settled. It starts because something inside him said, I know that all these questions are just a game. And down deep, it's still emes, despite the questions. That's a process that a person somewhere becomes nisayra to an emunah that's very deep in a person. And, you know, it could be different in yanam orahim, but usually it's not because he found good terutzim, it's because he realized despite not, there's still emes there. So that's the first shayrish that the others put in, and that's Avram. It's the first inyan me'evel aseichon, that's called emunah. And that was Avram. Vakedas Yitzchok, who pchinas mesirus hanefesh shaloi, adeha akeda hishishbon gamkein, she kol nefesh nesho muchon limsadam shu Hashem. The second inyan that is me'evel aseichel is kiddush is mesirus nefesh. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes this, and he phrases it so well. He explains what did the Nisayan of the Akedah, like it brought out something extraordinary deep in Avram. He said, you can take difficult Nisyonos and always parlay it into something that it's worthwhile for. I'm undergoing Chas v'Shalom difficult surgery in order that I get better afterwards. I'm taking a hit over here because I don't want to take a hit over there. So even if a person is willing to do something, I'm fighting a war now so that I can live a normal life. So the war is tough and difficult and it's dangerous, but I want a normal life. And if I fight this war and get rid of these enemies, I'll have a normal life. And if not. So I always need to ask myself, no matter how steep the price is, what's the alternative? What am I gaining by it? And that's how I work with it. He said, Avram being a maker of Yitzchak, what in the world was he saving himself from? In other words, you can sometimes, chas v'shalom, a person sometimes leaves one child to save another child. So Avram Avinu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu threaten him with that could be worse than this? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise him that could be better than this? So it has no hasbara in seichel. Chas v'shalom, giving up one child to save another child, has a seichel dika hasbara. Undergoing terrible yisurim to save yourself, other yisurim, has a hasbara to it. It's a seichel dika thing. But Avram Avinu was such an extreme, there is nothing in the world that this was good for, except there's something beyond. It's there is a value, an inyan, whatever you want to call it, that transcends this. So, and generally speaking, Mesiras Nefesh means the more the Mesiras Nefesh is genuine, the more it means it goes beyond whatever it is that Sechel can come up with. So even if you take somebody who does a lot of averis, and averis that are much easier to keep, you know, he doesn't, and yet there is time and again people have been nisayir to be meisa nefesh. Because even though Seichel says, well, listen, you're not willing to keep kosher because it's expensive. You're not willing to stop on Shabbos because you need this, that. So why is it that you're willing to give your life? That's a lot more expensive than everything. It doesn't have an easy hesba, and that's because the world of Mesiras Nefesh, that Yitzhak and his Akedah, when they attain Kal Yisrael, is that second chelik. The Hoshiv Shvus Ali Yaakov, the third one is Yaakov Avinu, and that is Koyach HaTorah, and he says it is something that is beyond Havana. Let's talk about it a minute. You know, we commonly think of Torah as being very sichlistic, and you know, a person uses his seichel and his das for Torah. Yes, that's obvious. But the truth is, it's a lot, it's not like that. But let's understand what a normal thinking process of a person is. Consists of two elements. Yedias and hekesh sichli. In other words, like this. Somebody gives me a few, he gives me materials, and he shows me this material crushes, it crumbles under this weight, this material under this weight, this one under this weight, this one under this weight. And then I use a process, and I say, if it's true about this, then if this doesn't hold well in this weight, then I certainly can't put a heavy weight on it. That's a seichel. If I can't put a heavy weight on it, I should never make it a support for this type of bridge, make it support something else. V'chulu, v'chulu. So I start with certain hanachas. I start with certain either axioms or information, and I process it. That's seichel. So in Torah, I start with havanas and hanachas that are not seichel adam. It's not logical that you pay kefil for a shor that you stole. There's nothing inherently logical about it. There's nothing inherently logical about alvehe. There's nothing inherently logical about any of it. So what I do when I learn is I take all of these inyanim and I treat it as a metzias, and I use my seichel to be done in it. This is a hekish to this, this is like this, this is like that, this would apply in this case, it probably couldn't apply in this case, this is similar to this, and so on. So if I were to find, Torah means, first and foremost, that I accept an understanding that's beyond me as being the understanding. It's just like, imagine somebody has to try to make a prediction about sales. And this person is working for a boss, and the boss says, listen, I take it as a given that X, Y, and Z are true. Work out the numbers. I, as the person who's doing the numbers, doesn't really know that this is the case, doesn't understand why that's the case, may not agree. But basically, I'm adapting your numbers. Learning Torah means every minute that I'm done on Torah means I'm adapting the kviyusin of the Torah, the givens of the Torah, as fact, as metzias, and my seichel takes that and runs with it and decides what's what and so on. But ikahu koyach shel Torah shebal peh, k'may shenema v'anor avi hu pras, v'dor shel chazal hu pras demikara. Isn't that pras? So this is really it's a bit of a play on the chazal. He's saying a taichin it, that the pras comes from before, the Hainu Shu Ika Noyitzim Eden Shashoshma Karnal. Pras comes from there. The Hainu Adi Asheri Shakar Hatera Shebal Pe Nasim Dvekim Ba Mokar. Kinar Prasu Agvula Mafsik Benarit Yisrael Bubble. So the same bubble, that same idea of I took your Avis from a faraway place and brought him over the river, that Moshal and Nimshal is true about Avram factually, and Teiras Bavel to Teiras Yisrael. At Yisrael is Pchinas Teiras Shabiksav. Kineged Bavel Shukrech Teiras Shabal Peh. Mesh Amru Olazim Bavel V'yasta V'Pchia Banu V'yistua. Orim Chazal Dilchoin Ami Dilchoin Hu. So Al Kalpanim, there is an extraordinary hiskashrus to that which is beyond Adam's Das and Seichel through the chelik of Torah, and especially Torah Shebal Peh, where a person, Torah Shebal Peh, I can just say, this is what it says here. Torah Shebal Peh, I need to, with my seichel, to incorporate kviyasin that are not mine. And I may even disagree with it. I may not even be comfortable with it. But that's what I'm doing. I'm taking that and incorporating. So that is, now, in a certain sense, it's interesting. In a certain sense, this is the most difficult for someone who is a bal nefesh, taking things that he feels ought to be true or not true, and take a different kvias. That's the ultimate in saying I suspend myself for Ribbon Shalom. So those are three inyanim that the avis were miyasid. These are three inyanim of this type of beyond a certain line. It means that we have a sheirus that somehow extends lamala. Upchinas his kashrus shelanu ba mokar lamala fis adam shishman avasektoishim nisur bechol nefesh yisol rosh hashana adi ashefa tato amor l'shefi lo. This is, it says in again the Zoya, it says kedisa b'zoya kodesh. Kad isar hay sheifa bechulu, kidein isar sheifa lo. The sheifa lamata is me'er the sheifa lamala, Hainu sheiris is kasha b'chinas evanor. In other words, the main, when we do sheifa here, we have a mahalach, or yeshenim, do tshuva, and so on. But more important is, it's me'orer apnimistik sheifa, it's me'orer the sheifa lamala. So I start with lamata, but the real value is that I reawaken the certain sense of beyond. I want to add something, interesting phenomena. Most physical things work by touch. In other words, if I push a table, it moves. If I shout, there's a stream of air that goes from my mouth, it vibrates and so on, it makes that noise. That's what we call noise. Sound has an interesting property called resonance. So when a person sings at a certain pitch, and the famous opera singer that break the crystal glasses, the crystal resonates at a certain pitch, and if you hit the pitch, it begins trembling and it disintegrates. So it's not like I blew something on it, but my coil is me'oyer its own properties that are in resonance with my coil. So since a person has a sheirish lamala that is above, you know, it's like Sulam Mutzvarat, so there was the Mus of Yaakov lamala and the Mus of Yaakov lamata. It's me'oyer some pnimistic inyan, and it awakens that nekuda pnimis. And again, this is going back to the mashal of sometimes people who are zeicha to come back again. It started because they, some niggin, some mesiba, something they saw, some they learned, some they experienced. What it does is, it's never direct lumdis, a direct argument or anything like that. It's me'oyer that the nekuda pnimis. There wasn't a nekuda pnimis there. And the question is, what's me'oyer it? So it's in sleep mode. Because So when we talk about whatever effect Shefa has, it's so that there's a message. I'll be pashtus, and the person will remember, remind himself what he's doing wrong, and so on. That's sort of an argument within the context of this world, and then there is a panemistic Nekuda, where it's or something beyond, and there's no real way of there's no way to put a finger on it by definition. The Ika Koyach Hazeh, so of the three Koyachs we're talking about, Umepchinas Elo de Yitzchak, Kirisab Zeh Kodesh, Vidosh Shefa Elo de Yitzchak, took for the Yitzchak, the Shpachta Davon. So this Shefa is the Isle of Yitzchak, which is the Midas Achoizik of Yitzchak, the Hainu Pchinas Gvura Shebekdusha. So here he stells to, in other words, being that the Iker Midah that we're dealing with is we're taking the Elah Shal Yitzchak, and since that's Yitzchak's Midah, that's the one that is the Pchin of Shev Shasid Lavoy, and so on. The he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. It says that Lasid Lavo is going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that Yimochal Tusha, that Klal Yisrael Achaitim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, he's going to tell Avram, Banecha Chotoli, he's going to say, okay, get rid of them. He's going to tell Yaakov, he's going to tell him, Banecha Chotu, Yimochal Kuzashmecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets kind of disgusted. He says, Loi besabe taima. Don't, you know, old people don't have time. Dadik don't have etza. And Yitzchak is the one who actually saves the day. So it's kind of very strange. We're used to Avram being a Rachman. Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. Why in the world is it Yitzchak that's so nice to us? And it's Yitzchak's chus. The lashon over here, he has the lashon on the bottom here by me. The Gemara is he goes through this whole cheshbin of Yitzchak benecha chotali. He tells you, Ribono shel Olam, banai v'lo benecha. B'shosh yekdim fanecha nase v'nishma karaslem b'ni b'chayri. If you'll be saved a little bit, I'll be saved a little bit, and so on and so forth. They said, so Klal Yisrael depends on Yitzchak, whose mida is really gvura, mida satin, and to save them. And this is Shefer. It's very hard to understand what's the pshat. Why in the world is Yitzchak the one who does it? So I think in line with what he's saying, the Midas Achesed has a gvul to how far it will go. Midas Achesed is not a metzias. It means the finishers are in. So let's give an example. Let's take an example first. Now, imagine somebody comes to me for a nedava, stuck in a nedava. So I'll give. If the person is not particularly appetizing, I'll give less. If the person got on my nerves, I'll give even less. If the person has done me a lot of bad, so maybe if I'm working on meters to come, I will give them stuck. But if not, at some point, it's over. Well, I mean, I don't owe you anything. That's it. Imagine I owe a person money for fixing something. And this person is obnoxious and difficult and annoying. And all of the mindless ministers we said before about the Ani, this worker has. It doesn't help. I still do it. I still do it because, ma, Lord, law. I still do it. Because that's the mitzvah of it. So I can't get rid of it. Yitzchak says, "Bishosh klayasol was makdim nasa l'nishma." You said it's bonai. In other words, nasa to nishma means the same inyan of beyond seichel became a mitzvah kvu in klayasol. It's not a lefnimish or sadin. You know, as long as lefnimish or sadin is lefnimish or sadin, it's not mechuyev, it'll last always. Yitzchak Avinu said, Mesir Snefesh is our metzias. B'damaye chayi, our metzias is Mesir Snefesh. When a person's metzias is Mesir Snefesh, so then that's what Yitzchak told him. Yitzchak said to him, Banai v'lei banecha, So Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh means that we kind of this midah, we exist on Mesiras Nefesh Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that means our existence is Kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Eilu She Yitzchak is the Koyach Atzmo Erdis. And Rosh Hashanah, we have the same as Osiris. By Deza Ubo Hoivdim Beretz Ashur, Haina Nefasha Shnitum and Aklipa Shalminus of Kfira, Vanidoch Beretz Mitzrayim Him of Shukoyim Beklipa Shal Taivis, where his Osiris Shares is Kasha Shefa Godel Yasuko Shares to Shosam. There are Nefashas that are, there are two in Yanim. It says that by Arias, it says that you become kosher like a kelef. If a person becomes infatuated with arayis, he becomes tied to it like a dog. It says about minus, da'avikubei, they become kosher in it. The those are two inyanim, that those two averis are a person can become kosher to it. And there's no way to tie the rope unless there's a kesher above it. In other words, the those two inyanim where the conscious, a person became infatuated with a woman. There's a story of Shlomo Shaphal Hirsch, Baron Rothschild's daughter fell in love with somebody not frum, and he came to ask Shlomo Shaphal Hirsch if she should get married. He said, no way. So he said, well, she became very depressed and she threatened suicide. And Shlomo Shaphal Hirsch thought a few moments and he said, afilo hachi. He never spoke again to him, Baron Rothschild, never. And she did marry him, and kids all became goyim. But he actually did continue to support his moistus. But al kaponim, a person becomes dovuk in arayas, a person becomes dovuk in minus. There is no way around. But when a person goes beyond, when a person has a sheirish that goes beyond that nekuda, that sheirish is rooted lamalo. And therefore, the oivdim and nidochim, those are the people that have no hope from where they are. The place they are is hopeless. It's a place you can't get out of. But there is a nekuda beyond where a person is. That nekuda is where Klal Yisrael has a hidden tie to it. And the school of Shaifa is that a person lamata can be me'ir that lamala. And if it's this ayra, it reactivates the person. It grabs a person from a much higher place and brings him up again to his tikkun, to his shleimus. Agaponim. So basically, just recap. If tzaddik says over here that the inyanim of sheifa is that every person Klal Yisrael has a hidden sheirus beyond seichel, that means by definition that it's really inaccessible. Anything that's within the framework of seichel, I can access through seichel. I think about it, and I'm down on it, and I access it. When I'm talking about things that are beyond seichel, they're inaccessible. The obvious one, notea those three shroshim. Those three shroshim are emuna of Avram, Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchak, Torah, Dveikus and Torah of Yaakov. Those are shroshim that be'etzim, each one of these midas is a beyond seichelic mida. The only way we can access it is if we find the right inyan lamata that's me'or the inyan lamala. At Kia Shefen, we said that you know koil, it's sort of the hallmark of koil, that it's me'or other things. It says by Mitzrayim that the Mitzrayim used to bring babies to cry because the crying of babies me'or other babies to cry. Koil has a way of being me'or others, and the koil Shefen lamata is ma'ir the kol shefa lamala, and a person is able to grab onto something beyond him and be nistabik and nischaba. So even those are various, these are those inyanim where a person became enmeshed in a way they can't shake out of it. This is an oifen to bring him out of it. Okay, al kapanim, ksiva siva taiva, good kibben shiar, and we should be zeicha to reconnect again at a place that's beyond the seichel, that to the sheirish that the obvious planted beyond the place where we could be mekalkel. It's beyond the reach of being mekalkel, and yet we have a tool that can activate it down the matter. Okay, good.
Can people ask questions if they want? Or
briefly, yeah.
So you can unmute yourself if you want to.
Just to clarify, so Yitzchak Avinu, he made it so the Mesiras Nefesh is something that is now no longer Lifnei Mesiras Adin. It's something that
it's an interesting phenomena. I'll give you a mashal. When people will speak out of Leviathan or whatever about parents sacrificing everything to their children. On the one hand, yes, they're sacrificing everything. On the other hand, that's what parents do. So it sort of is a teva beyond teva. In Klal Yisrael, it became a sheirish that it's there. It'll always be there. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't say, our keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nasiv nishmadik. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's part of us. It has to be mesiachas to that.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Good. So, good year. Ksiva Siva Teva. All the best. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.